Aircheckdownloads.com.
Another fun Breakfast Show Biggie. All the records today made up of Breakfast Show Biggies in Days Gone By, and that's Alice Black Widow. Innocent wasn't a hit. Red Hot Chili Peppers was sort of a hit. Deus Little Arithmetic was not really a hit. Vic and Bob Unbeliever was a huge hit. And Shirley Bassey Disco La Passionata, which is the next one. Is La Passione, or whatever you want to call it. It's the next one, and we don't know whether that's it yet or not, because it's still too new. Headlines from today's papers go like this. The Sun, Oasis quit Abbey Road in a fury. Oasis have cut short their stay at Abbey Road Studios with only a part of their third album recorded. More rows between management and studio bosses. Tell surprise. Daily Star, Penthouse, Pet, whose romps wrecked Tinseltown's wedding of the year. Sam Phillips had a one-night stand with George Hamilton's son, Ashley, who was due to marry Angie Evehart, and now Sam is pregnant and Angie's called off the wedding. Mm. Sounds like a Hollywood thing, doesn't it? Hello, Hollywood wedding. Daily Mail, the rattling dog that was 16 stones too heavy. George, the boxer, swallowed 16 pebbles each about the size of a hen's egg whilst being walked on the beach by his owner in Essex. His owner didn't realise until he started rattling. He was taken to the vet, and the vet said, "I've taken stones out of dogs before, but never so many heavy ones in one dog." Mm-hmm. And the Daily Express, this is a sad story. Postman Pat, ladies and gentlemen, this is Postman Pat. I'll tell him one more time. Postman Pat and his black and white robot. The new character is to appear next year in the children's series. It's a robot who will help Pat deliver the letters instead of his cat. Yep. Mm.
Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white robot. Early in the morning, just as day is dawning, he picks up all the postbags in his van. Postman Pat, Postman Pat, Postman Pat and his black and white robot. All the birds are singing and the day is just beginning. Pat feels he's a really happy man.
Robot. I don't know what. Yeah, I know, Homer. Exactly. Homer's not happy. His cartoon characters are getting taken away from him, being replaced by robots. Anyway, look, Lisa's going to be replaced by a fax machine, Homer. Have you heard that one? Did you know that, Homer?
Dear.
What? What?
Dear.
What? No, Homer. Dear. Did you hear that?
Dear.
No, Homer. Go back to the beginning. Homer. Homer. Did you hear about that, Homer? Did you hear that Lisa, your little daughter, may be replaced by a fax machine?
Don't!
Oh, thank goodness me. It's time for news and sport now with Tina and Louise at 7:31. 7:31 on Radio One. It's Monday morning. Hello, good morning.
Nuclear tension hits Australia. Wintry today with some sun, rain and strong winds in the southwest. Later the high 8 Celsius, 46 Fahrenheit. Radio 1 Newsbeat, I'm Tina Ritchie.
Thank you very much, Tina. Thank you, Louise. It's now 25 to 8 o'clock on this Monday morning. Monday morning, 18th of November, 1996. The 18th of November, 1996. And I can tell you that there are 35 days to go until E17 hold the finale of their British tour at Wembley Arena in London. 29 days to go until the Indoor Archery Championships are held in Aylesbury. Also, 26 days to go until Engelbert Humperdinck plays three dates, kicking off at the Royal Concert Hall in Glasgow. And 5 weeks and 2 days to go until Christmas Day. That's 5 weeks and 2 days.
Spring, summer, autumn, now it's winter. Dark and cold, we're here till 9 a.m. Warm your toes to our breakfast shows. It's Christmas on Radio 1.
Morning.
Oh no! God no! God no! I can't look!
What?
Look, no, look, come on, now, I'll be square with you.
Be square.
Been in here for 4 weeks now, should be able to work this studio.
Yeah.
Still can't, therefore it must be set out wrong. I can't keep making this music. I want to go back to my old studio. What?
Should we swap it
No,
around?
I just want to go back to my old studio when I was good.
Don't fret.
People have said, since you've been there, you sound you're not as good anymore.
No, they haven't.
They have.
You lie.
They have.
Don't start that.
They haven't. They haven't.
It's getting better,
they keep saying it's getting better all the time.
Yeah,
even when you press the wrong buttons. When you press the wrong buttons, people say we like it because it makes you sound human. That's why I just did that on purpose. And this is a whole bit made to make me sound more human. The kind of guy you want to have a pint with. Or several. Or maybe just 16 or 17.
Radio 1, good morning.
Calispera, Guste.
See, look, I can do it all in the right order if I want to. I can even do it all in the wrong order if I want to.
Calispera.
flashing colour scene, and...
rocket.
River Road song. It's 19 minutes, 8 o'clock. That's the time right here, right now. And it'd be nice to talk to some members of the public on the phone. That's what I say.
Yeah.
The kind of people, you know, if we tune into the public long enough and often enough, we'll realise that we're doing the right thing or the wrong thing by the kind of listeners who come on the air. The kind of people who are enjoying the show. And here's one of them right now. It's Becky. Hello, Becky.
Hello.
Hello.
My mummy's got a ladybird car.
Right.
And my mummy said if I wanted, I could phone you, because... on Friday, we did this thing about ladybirds.
That's right. And she's got a ladybird car.
Yeah, and she's made it herself.
She's made it herself?
She sprayed it.
She sprayed it herself?
Yes.
I see. So you've got a big ladybird car?
Yes.
Do you like it?
Yes.
Why do you like it?
Because it, on the front, it's got a ladybird face with a tongue sticking out.
And you think ladybirds are cool, do you?
Yes.
Well, let me tell you this, they're not. They eat their brothers and sisters.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
They do. They eat up to 40 green flies a day as well.
No, they don't.
No, you're just being silly now. They do. They do. They eat their brothers and... Have you got a brother or sister?
I've got a sister.
Would you ever eat her?
No.
Well, ladybirds would.
But my ladybird car doesn't.
No, your ladybird car doesn't. But the basis of which you like your ladybird car is because it's got pictures of ladybirds on it, and they're nasty little creatures.
No, they're not.
No, they are. They
they're
are.
Not.
See, well, if you... if who's your best friend at school, Becky?
Callie.
Right. If she ate her sister...
Mm-hmm. Would you... doesn't have a sister.
All right. There you go.
Well, has she got a brother?
No.
Oh. All right.
Second best friend. Second best friend.
In that case, you're right. Ladybirds are okay. All right?
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
I'm not arguing with a kid. Can't win. Paul!
Hello.
Paul's in Doncaster. Paul, you're easy, because you're just an adult. I can get around you, no problem. What do you want?
Well, Chris, every Monday,
yep.
I travel from Doncaster to Reading.
Wow, you lucky guy.
I know, it's a miserable journey until 7 o'clock.
Right, why is that?
Because you'll come on, Chris.
Oh, that is so
now then, that's enough of the creeping.
Yeah, yeah.
There's one more.
It's not quite enough. There could be a bit more. We wouldn't mind.
There's two more things. One, I want to do a Scooby-Doo impression for you.
Right.
At the end of your trailer.
Yes.
And the other one is, how come you don't have a male regular listener?
We do have male regular listeners.
Yeah.
Well, can you have another one?
No, we just every time we see Hayley's Comet, we have a male regular listener.
Yeah.
Oh.
Every 68 years.
We'll be dead then.
What?
We'll be dead then.
Hopefully.
Me or you?
Both of us. In separate places, I sincerely wish. So, what do you think about this Scooby-Doo impression? Off you go.
Scooby!
Bye. So we've got people writing into us now, which is great news. They're Christoph Lammy Pie, Johnny Bebe, and also Dan the Soundman. Holly Hot Lips, Justin the T-Boy. Oh, sorry, it says Dan the Nervous When He's on TV Soundman. Sorry about that, Dan. Justin the T-Boy, Kelly the Toast, and Jamie Student Blog. We thought that we would like to hear Holly Hot Lips read out a hot list that will give us the raging horn. Well, that's what they're for. And this is from Seed Innovations Limited. We work for Seed Innovations, an agricultural seed wholesaler, and these are terms used in everyday businesses, from Dazza, Johnny Boy, Mickey, Babs, Chaz, Fat Boy, and Sal and June. Do you get two mentions there, John? Off you go, Hull.
Seed drill. Growth regulator. Wild oats. Internal hairs. Breeding station. Ventral furrow. Sprouting. Loose smut. Stinking bunt. Bushel weight. Beaver. And finally, 2 meter rigid multi-slot spear.
Nice list, Tom. Nice list. Thank you.
Wonderful music, a talented job.
And if you want to write in for a hot list, it's this address.
Baby, sir, Elliot Morley, London, Jubilee, one bed, Molly Day. Molly Day. Hub on the jail. Molly Day.
You never can tell from the soundtrack of Pulp Fiction. Eddie Kidd's making a steady progress after his crash that put him into a coma after 6 weeks. He's getting better and better all the time and looking forward to going home and wants to get well before Christmas. Aww. More good news. Cricketer Imran Khan has not been accused of tampering with his baby in any way, shape or form. Because he has a new baby now and he apparently he's been all right, looking after it very well. Shiny on one side, dull on the other, of course. At the Portland Hospital yesterday, his wife Jemima gave birth to a 7-pound, 14-ounce son. And James Goldsmith's already having it weighed against the gold that it's worth. And the first stealth police car, it says in today's Daily Mail, goes on trial today. The ultra-quiet battery-powered Peugeot 106 has a top speed of 56 miles per hour and is very hard to detect, which is pretty pointless, because how are we going to get out of its way?
Yes.
You know, when it's behind you and it puts its dirders on. You know it's dirders, huh? You know it's dirders, aren't you? Like wah-wahs.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. we have another fax here, dear Christoph Lampire and the gang. As a regular listener to your show, I heard Dan peel an orange with one hand this morning. Let me just read you this letter for you. As a deaf listener to this show, it was John that did the peeling of the Satsuma with one hand.
Concentrate.
Yes. But anyway, this guy then steals the show because he's from Ranhold in Bedford. And he says, look, nothing to it. If you see a photocopy of my hand, which I've sent to you, I only have 3.5 fingers. Cool. And I can do it much quicker than he did it.
Right.
So he can peel Satsuma John with 3.5-fingered hand.
Excellent.
What do you think?
Terrific. Let's get him on the show.
Get him on the show, John. Let's fill in some more moments.
Yes.
Some of those gaps that you so perfectly leave. There goes another one. what else is happening? Oh, yeah. People on the phone now continuing to want to explode the myth that Holly is, in fact, not Greek at all.
Oh,
who's on the phone now? Hello.
Hi, it's Richard Glover.
Hello, Richard. Where are you from?
Middlesbrough.
Okay, what do you have to say about this?
Right, I found another reason why she's not Greek.
Go on, tell us.
Right, you know the jingle, the Greek man that you play?
The which one?
The jingle of the Greek man you play.
What, the Kalispera Moustes?
Yeah.
Okay, shall I play it for you so people know what we're talking about?
Go on, then.
Okay, I'll play it for you. Hang on, here we go. I'm just going to wait for it to queue up. Like, not like in the old days when I could just play the damn thing. Apparently it's better this way, I don't know why.
Kalispera Moustes!
That one, yes?
Yeah, well, that actually says good afternoon. So Holly would have spotted that, wouldn't she?
It says good afternoon in Greek.
It does.
Not good morning.
No.
Aha! Samos!
It's good evening anyway, Kalispera.
No, that's Kalinifta.
That's good night.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, cheeky.
Well, hang on a minute, who's right?
Kalispera means good evening. Kalimera is good morning. But the bloke never said Kalimera. That's why we always play Kalispera.
Did you know that?
Yeah. I have told you before.
You've never told me that our whole Greek audience, of which, by the way, George Michael, my close friend, is one, that I've been saying good morning, good evening to him all year. Good evening,
I know,
everybody.
But they don't mind things like that, really.
What, they, the Greeks?
The Greeks, yeah.
Oh, don't they?
No, because...
Right. What else don't the Greeks mind?
Well, there's other words like yasas or yasu in Greek.
What about yayas?
No, yaya isn't a word in Greek at all. But yasu means hello and goodbye.
It would be if I went there.
And they come over here and they say hello, goodbye when they're not supposed to say it the wrong way around. So they don't mind saying Kalispera at all.
All right. Thanks. Here's Tina with some travel now. Hello, Tina.
Hello, the M23. Sorry, there's been an accident northbound. Aircheckdownloads.com.